Hello, everyone. This is your girl, Little Bell, joining again with another podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to you about trusting in the beauty of Christ. Trusting in the beauty of Christ. You know, there's so many of us right now, chosen ones, that we have to trust God. No matter what it looks like, we have to trust in the beauty of Christ until He tells us what must we do, what is the next move. But sometimes we got to not put our trust in flesh and people, places, and things. No, we have to put our trust in the one who knows us the best. And that is Jesus Christ, thy Lord. And so right now, I can only speak for myself. I'm trusting in the beauty of Christ. For He knows every detail of my life. He knows every concern of my life. He knows every worry in my life. And so what? I have to do what? Trust Him. No matter how bad it feels, no matter how discouraging it may feel, I have got to keep my mind steadfast on the Lord and keep on trusting Him. And I know that He's going to come through for me. Oh, yes, He is. See, He's a God that He says in His word that He will never leave us, nor will He forsake you. And so I get in joy in knowing that my God, He won't leave me. The only way He'll leave me is if I let go of His hand and I do the things that I want to do. But as long as I'm saying, Lord, I need Your help. Lord, I'm willing to wait. Lord, I'm doing my part. I'm doing my work. God is going to come to my very rescue. It may be today. It may be tomorrow. It may be a month from now. But if I keep on trusting in the beauty of Christ, I know my God, He is going to come through for me. Oh, yes, He is. And so on today, do you feel like that too, butterflies? That He is going to come through if you just keep on trusting, if you just keep on believing, if you just keep on obeying? Because let me tell you something, obedience to the Lord is worth everything. And so we got to keep on trusting. We got to keep on moving ahead. This is not the time to look back. This is not the time to be unsure. This is not the time to waver in your faith. This is the time to say, faith, I need you to move. This is the time now we say, faith, I need you to do something. This is the time where we say, faith, I need you to do this thing for me. Because faith won't move unless you put in the work. Faith will not move unless you put into the work. I don't know about you, my chosen ones, but I'm putting in the work. I'm being still in my God until my answer comes, until God comes to my very rescue. See, I don't care what somebody thinks about me, because it's my God, it's my salvation that is on the line. And right now, it does not feel good. It feels like I'm in a pit of despair. But I know my God, He is going to come through for me. I'm being obedient, ever so obedient. And I'm taking faith by the hand and say, faith, I'm going to hold on just a little while longer. Faith, I'm not going to give up. Faith, I'm not going to surrender just yet. Faith, I'm going to do my part, and I need you to do your part to faith. I got to have that reassured faith, that agape faith, that 100% sure guarantee kind of faith, because I'm trusting in my God. I'm trusting in the beauty of Christ. Oh, my God, as I'm discovering God all over again, because right now, this is where I'm at. I'm discovering God all over again. I'm discovering myself all over again. The flows of myself. I'm transforming in the beauty of Christ. Do you understand that? Butterflies, I'm transforming in the beauty of Christ. Are you transforming too? If you're not, I hope that you are. Find yourself in a resting place and get transformed in Jesus into the image that he has you to be in. Oh, I don't know about you, but this is a Jesus to me experience. And I'm just taking it day by day, getting to know myself, getting to know every hurt, what hurts me, what's the triggers, and you know, sitting down with God. And I'm getting books, you know, now that it's quieted down to where I stay at. I am getting into my books, and I have some, I call Y&R books, okay? But I have some spiritual books as well. And in my spiritual books, I have the traumas, that talks about trauma, healing, transformation. And, you know, I got a book about attitude. Also, I have a book about anxiety, depression. You know, stuff that I need to work on. Because, you know, I've been healing, and I'm still on the healing journey, and I'm just getting to know myself for the very first time. And as I'm doing that, I'm resting in God and discovering him in a deeper love language. And I'm sitting here and just really meditating on him and getting him rooted in me, right? And and getting to know his voice, his deeper voice, because right now, I'm saying, Lord, where you at? You know, it's sometimes I feel uncertain, unsure. And I'm like, Lord, you're not speaking to me how you used to speak to me. My visions and the dreams that I'm having is like, so like, I can't understand them. And sometimes I can understand them, I can discern it. And then sometimes it's like I feel like a spiritual warfare in the mix, because I'm having just multiple dreams. And it's like, oh my goodness. And it's like, God, I know your voice. So I need the voice of you to come and talk to me in my sleep. And ooh, and I get revelation is the why I can't hear him as much as I did before is because he wants me to get deeper into him, deeper in relationship with him. And you know, I can't, you know, go to this person and that person, you know, I'm not that type of a person, you know, to was I had this dream and this and that, and can you tell me what this means and all of that? And can you tell me what the Lord says? And, you know, I don't want it. I'd rather have it the hard way. I mean, sometimes I feel like, oh, my God, people have it so easy and people so willing to reach out. But when it comes to me, it's like, oh, okay. It's like I feel like I have to know him for myself. Know the voice of God for myself. And now that it's getting deeper, that I'm getting deeper into him, he's communicating in different, various ways. And I love it, but it's hard. I can tell you one thing, it's hard, because it's like, okay, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? And it's like, oh, but it's like, I cannot complain about it, because it's growth. It's is his teaching, it's his love, it's his chastisement. And sometimes it feels like, you know, that God forgotten about me, And it's like, or am I disobedient? Or, you know, am I making him angry in any way? You know, those are things that I never, you know, I love God so much. I never want to anger my God. And, you know, I angered God a long time ago when I wanted to do things my way, when I was a child and I should have stayed in a child's place. And I would, you know, sometimes be disrespectful to my grandmother, but I did not know God in a deep way like I do now. And I knew, you know, when we prayed, you know, every day and night, you know, like, who is this person? And so I didn't really think too much of God, the true and living. I just knew I was praying to God. But the point is, he knew me, and he knew that I was disrespectful to my grandmother. And all the times that I did that, I was angering him. And, you know, and it caused chastisement. It caused me to see a little bit of an angry God, you know. And it's just best not to play with him. And now that I'm deeper into God, and for sure, that I know he's real, it's like I take everything in, you know, like 100%, because he can get angry. He's a jealous God. And I just want to please him in everything that I do. Sure, sometimes I'm going to make mistakes. But right now, as I am discovering God all over again, I want to make sure that I'm in the order of God. I want to make sure that I'm in the will of him, where I can receive what he has for me, and, you know, my salvation won't get messed up. And it's so right now, it's just trusting in the beauty of Christ. Trusting in the beauty of Christ. And I know that everything is going to be all right. Like I said, some days it's discouraging. You know, some days I, you know, get to that place of loneliness, and that loneliness creeps in, and I get, you know, kind of in the depression. And sometimes the words come out my mouth, you know, and I randomly speak to God, like, if you should ever take me, you know, I wouldn't want anybody at my funeral, or, you know, it's just, I'm always by myself. Or sometimes I get in my prayer closet, and it gets so hard sometimes. It's like, Lord, can you just take me now? And it's like, I still have to be mindful and careful of my words, because one day God might just honor that. But sometimes it does get that way, and I have to repent on those times where I do say, Lord, take me. You know, I don't have that much to live for. You know, my family, you know, the ones that I was close to, you know, have faded away and gone on to glory. And it's like, you know, I'll be okay with going. I'll be okay with, you know, if God calls me home, I'll be okay with it. But God has a purpose and a plan. And I know why he's not taking me, why I'm not going yet. It's because God has a plan for me. Even when I don't understand it, he has a plan for me. And the devil loves to hear me say, I want to die. God, take me. And, you know, I just am trusting right now in the beauty of God, in the beauty of Christ, to say it won't always feel like this. This is just a test. This is just a trial. This is just a tribulation to see if I can suffer, to see if I can persevere through it. And, you know, I'm hoping that I'm passing the test and I'm not complaining. And it's just You know, right now I'm just trusting in God. I'm just trusting in His will and trusting everything that, you know, He has for me. And right now I feel like my back is against the wall, you know, but I have to be still. I have to be still and just keep on discerning. Be still and, you know, conversation. Be still and, you know, until God comes to me and He gives me rescue. He comes to me, He gives me an answer. He comes to me, whatever he does for me. I'm going to wait right here. I'm going to sit right here. I'm going to be still in the presence of God, because that's what right now it requires us to be still. And it requires us to trust in Him. And say, on today, today's message is just trusting in the beauty of Christ. Oh, my butterflies, I know it's hard. Indeed, it's hard. But we have to just know that God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's there when we're lonely. He's there when we're fighting depression. He's there when we're fighting sicknesses and disease in our body. He's there when we're unsure and certain. He's there when we're confused. He's there when we need a friend to talk to. He's there to comfort us. He's there, you know, when we feel like He's not there, He's there. That's when He's with us the most. When we think He's not there, He's right there with us. And, you know, I feel like, you know, when we suffer with Him, you know, He's just seeing how we're suffering. If we're going to throw in the towel, we're going to quit. And I always keep that in mind, like, I can't give up now. Right now, butterflies, this is just a message for anybody out there. Don't give up. Mm-mm. We're so close. The devil wants us to back down. He wants us to back down, throw in the towel. But we can't give the devil what he wants. We have to tell ourselves each and every day, command the morning, and say, I will not give up. I'm going to persevere. Whatever is ahead of me, I am not going to give up. I may be lonely, but I'm not going to give up. I may be tired, but I'm not going to give up. I might feel like my back is against the wall, but I will not give up. I may have sicknesses in my body, but I'm not going to give up. I may be unsure, but I'm not going to give up. My mind might be confused on some things, but I'm not going to give up. Situations upon situations may seem to arise, but I'm not going to give up. Things may bother me, but I'm not going to give up. Things may try to persecute me, but I'm not going to give up. Words may hurt me, but I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up, because look where I have come from to where I am now, and I'm not giving up. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to throw in the towel. This is not the time to sleep. This is the time where we're supposed to be awoke and do what God is saying to do. And sometimes right now, it's just trusting. It's just trusting in His will. It's just trusting in His ways, because His ways is not like our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. And so we have to just trust in His hours. Be still and wait upon the Lord. And just trust in the Lord. That's all we got to do. We ain't got to do anything else besides pray. and just wait on him. Pray, seek him until he may be found. We got to do this because this is what God is requiring us to do. And so trust him on today. Trust him until he comes through for you. Trust him until he brings you out of captivity. Trust you until he brings you out of the wilderness. Trust him until he brings you out of that sickness. Trust him until he brings you that direction. Trust him until he brings you out of that worry. Oh, trust him, oh little one. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Because when we trust him, it's going to get better. When we trust him, I guarantee it's going to get better. As I prophesy this thing over myself, I'm prophesying it over you too, that it's going to get better when we trust in his way. Trust in his will. Trust in his plan that he has for us. Because you know what? We are victorious. You know what? We are destined for greatness. And so, just relax in the beauty of Christ. Just trust in the beauty of Christ. Just experience his love in the beauty of Christ. And when you do that, everything is going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. I tell myself that everything is going to be all right. No matter how low it is, everything's going to be all right. God gives me grace when I talk stupid sometimes out of my head where depression gets to bear. He has so much compassion on me that he puts in my mind, you can't give up. That song says, encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself in the Lord. It was two songs that I used to sing in Virginia. And these songs were introduced to me. But when I learned the meaning of these songs, it just hit a little deeper. Because you can sing a song just to sing it. And for many times that I was on the Methodist choir, I would just be singing it and don't know what I'm singing about. I was singing it, but didn't have meaning behind it. Meaning the spirit wasn't willing to accept Christ. I wasn't willing then to know God in a deeper way, in a deeper love language, and to know that God can speak to me. And so one day, I said, everybody said I can sing, encourage yourself. And everybody said I can sing, there's a leak in this old building. And when I sung Encourage Yourself, oof, when I really listened to the lyrics, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to speak life over yourself. Then there's a leak in this old building. And my soul has got to move. Oof, it just hits a lot deeper now. Now that I know the true meaning of these songs, and I meditate on them every now and then, and it just, I'm so glad for where I came from. Might not have been the best of the best, but I'm so glad that I came from a place in the old Methodist way. And, you know, sometimes I wish I could go back to the Methodist way, because it's like, it taught me the values of church. It taught me, you know, the head covering when you pray. It taught me the great old school hymnums. And them songs have so much meaning. Woo! If one thing I could take from the Methodist church is them hymns, they just takes you to a special place and a special place of worship. And it's just, those songs are very meaningful. See, praise and worship songs are good and sounds good And I love praise and worship songs. I got introduced to these praise and worship songs in Maryland. But I was like, oh, I need some hymns. I need some good old hymns. This ain't where I come from. But I love those songs, Pastor Not, O Gentle Savior. What a fellowship. There's a leak in this old building. O ship of Zion, near the cross, trouble in my way, I won't complain. Jesus, Jesus, I need thee. His eyes is on the sparrow, and so many more songs. And the other song is God, it's on the tip of my tongue. It'll come to me. Watch when I end this podcast, y'all. I'm gonna remember this song. His eyes is on the sparrow. We shall wear a crown. Wade in the water. But this is one song that I can't get. I know it. I can see. Let me sing a little bit. Let us all go back to the old Lamb. Let us all go back to the old Lamb. Let us all go back. That song. Let us all go back to the old town where old Lamb are. But y'all get what I'm saying. It's an old song, and I love that song. And you know, as I'm discovering God all over again, you know, I'm getting back to where I come from and singing the old school songs. Cause that's where I come from. I didn't come from praise and worship. I didn't come from, the beating of the drums. I came from the Methodist church where they sung hymnums. And it was just something about me sitting as a little girl, and I would just hear those old songs, and I started to just sing them. And I just, oof, it brings me to tears. And so that's where I'm at, you know, discovering God all over again. And so remember on today to trust in the beauty of Christ, and remember that God is with you. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. Why? Because he's God. He says it in his word. And his word will not come back void. And so until next time, I'm signing on out. Lita Bell here. Grace into empowerment. It sure looks good on me. And it sure looks good on you. Smooches. Until next time. Peace. Shalom. Talk soon. Bye. Love you.